In Paul's letter to the Corinthians, his second letter, he is describing some limitation of a physical nature. And he said, three times I besought the Lord to have this leave me. And he said to me, my grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness. Here we see grace equated with the power of God, and weakness equated with the human form. What was the nature of the weakness is not described. Scholars have speculated throughout the centuries. Some claimed an impediment of speech, for if you go out to tell the story, that all things are possible to God, and yet you can't tell it because of some impediment. Or suppose you had a paralysis and you could not demonstrate your physical prowess. But that is not all. These bodies, as we wear them, we are the sons of God who come down. And these bodies are subject to and must be experienced by all. And we will experience pain no matter who we are. We will experience want no matter who we are. And we will experience concupiscence, no matter who we are. That is part of the nature of the bodies that we wear. Day after day, you need food, so you are in want. And no matter how strong you are, there are moments. Even if you wait to the very end and you are declining, there is pain. So pain, want, and concupiscence are the experiences of the bodies of flesh and blood that we wear. Now, Paul does not state what it is, but in stating what he did, he equates grace with the power of God.